Cheryl's here.
Yeah, Cheryl's outside.
Okay.
Consider after the meeting, I just want to check with you on an item that I want to...
Sure, absolutely. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a... We on the air? Yes. This is a special meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. Here at the start of the meeting, Alderman Gentile, Salvucci, Danberg, Lappin, myself, Alderman Schniffer. We are also joined by Alderman Stephen Linsky. The first item before us this evening is 191-10 National Grid requesting grant of location to install and maintain 40 feet of 4-inch gas main in Village Circle from the existing 4-inch gas main in Village Circle at 41 Village Circle, northeasterly to 45 Village Circle. Is anyone here from National Grid? Nobody is here from National Grid. Okay, let us start then, if we might, with 204-10. Commissioner of Public Works on behalf of NSTAR petitioning for a grant of location to relocate pole 128/6 to the opposite side of Elm Road, a distance of 50 feet plus or minus westerly from existing pole location. Dave, will you join us up here?
I'll be right behind.
Hello.
My name is Alisa Wade, and I'm here on behalf of NSTAR Electric. And I'm here to petition 517 Elm Street for the new school moving north.
Right.
Okay, and it's northerly of side, approximately 232 feet plus or minus east of Blythedale.
That's okay. That's okay.
We're going to install one new pole, 128/6, install one anchor guide, and remove one existing pole. We did that for North High School at 517 Elm Road.
Okay, isn't the address a Walnut Street address?
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's okay. Could you explain to us why, with a brand new pole, there's a need for an anchor guy?
Well, from the design, I spoke with him today, it was to be to support the equipment from all the other utilities as well that's going to be on that pole. So they have to have an anchor guy to support that pole.
Except if it's a brand new pole, it could be designed to withstand the weight without a need for an anchor. You're going to have 2,000 people walking in that area. It's not clear to me where the anchor guy is going to be.
If I could just interject for a second. First, I would just like to say I'd like to thank the committee for taking this up, because this request actually originated with me. The pole that we're talking about moving was leaning over significantly during construction of Newton North, such that Dimio had to hold it up with support to get their trucks back and forth. We thought the pole was coming down all along, found out this spring that the pole was supposed to stay, and NSTAR came up, replaced it with a larger, stronger pole, because it just, for that run and the strain for those wires, a standard utility pole wouldn't support it. They put in a large one, but even at that, put in the guide for that. So when I looked at it, I said, we've got wires going across the street and directly back again, and there's no reason for it. It's just a particular hazard for buses and anything passing through it. If we just pulled it back to Elm, along Elm Road and Kimball Terrace, it's a much shorter run on the wires, much less strain, and you don't have the wire going back and forth across the Elm Road. So it's much safer, it's much less visible to the residents, and I thought it was a decent solution. obviously it wasn't, to try to redesign this. And we just talked to NSTAR about, you need a guy wire, and they felt still with the strain that was on those wires, we still needed one directly across Kimball Terrace where it goes down that direction. And the guy is probably 10 feet away
not where I was.
From that pole, but again, it's not where there's any sidewalk.
Right.
So the sidewalk stops actually before you get to that pole. It doesn't pick up again until much further down. So it's not going to be...
So is it in a berm?
It's in a berm. It's in that right... It's the area that's planted right now. Because the colliery put the bollards and the residents planted. It's right in front of that area there.
Sal?
Did I hear you say it's 200-something feet?
232
feet. Is this a dead-end pole you're replacing? Where's the wires go to now? A dead-end pole?
No.
No, it's not going together.
All right. So now your span is going to be over 200 feet?
No, the span should be over 200. This is just 232 feet from Blythedale
Street. From the street. What happens to the wire? What were those wires connected to originally that you're taking the pole down?
The span right now is actually 110 feet. And it runs down Old Elm Road, across Newton North, and then right back down to Kimball Terrace. You don't see, if you get this map, you don't see it connecting back down to Kimball Terrace.
Well, the way it looks right now on this map, as far as I'm concerned, this is where the wires start on that dot, black dot.
Right.
Right? And they're not going anywhere after from there on. And you're taking and this one out, right?
Yeah, this is up in the cliff they've drawn up where it's
you
coming down
that black dot.
Coming down Elm Road, over across Elm Road and back down Kimball Terrace. So this is connecting back up to
the just taking this span here out.
Right. Instead of this span here, I'm shortening it.
Oh, okay.
Cutting it, keeping
it. This is very, very...
Yeah, this diagram is not very good.
This diagram doesn't tell us anything. Now I understand.
Can I see that one?
Is it service?
That's a tax.
No, it doesn't have service in school, which is another reason I asked if we would remove it, because it's not for
the school. Oh, my Jesus. It's bad.
And I did talk to one of the residents, Terry Morris, who and he had a concern, is, do we need the pole, can we actually dead-end it both on Elm Road and Kimball Terrace? And I know we went back to NSTAR and didn't get a positive answer about it.
Because I believe that pole is one, it seems from, I guess it's Lowell and Walnut Street is one of our main circuits, and we have to have that main circuit open there.
This is actually that doesn't show at all.
Right. No, this is much more. I'll pass this around.
Those are the plans survey. Those are the design of the plan here.
What can you put on that wire to make it very visible?
What can you put on the wire?
Walk into it.
Reflectors, light. I'm sure they could. I would have to take that back to the designer to find out. But there should be something there or something padded that they could put on.
Padded yellow
or something, that they put on.
But again, I also have, there's not a sidewalk there. We're putting a 4-foot fence, probably about 3 feet right behind that. So it's not going to be very encouraging to anybody walking in that area.
Vicki, you have a question? I just wanted to mention that I know that there are two ways that you can do a guy wire. You can do it at an angle so that it forms a triangle with a pole in the ground, or I've seen an arm out with a vertical pole. And it seems to me that might track fewer people if people are walking around there. Is there a reason why you would use the triangular one as opposed to the arm in the vertical?
I'm sure there is, Vicki. I just can't answer that.
Where this is, I don't think the vertical one would be an advantage because people aren't going to be walking there.
Okay.
There is no sidewalk. It's in a planted area. I do, however, want to make certain that there is reflecting
and padding
so that, we have covered the possibility of anyone getting hurt by it.
Especially since it's so near a school.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Can we make it part of the policy?
Absolutely.
Can we have it in here?
Certainly.
Any kind of guide wire?
Right now we're voting on a plan that's totally incorrect as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you showed me the other plan, but that's not the one that was presented to us.
You are correct. Can you get copy?
Either we got to change it, or...
I have that.
And then I want to see the guy wire exactly where it's going, and if it's going to be the type vertical or over or across.
Shauna says she has the actual plan. Because that...
The one you just showed me. That doesn't show anything.
This is not...
Now you've got it. That's the one I want to see. Doesn't show the guy?
Nope.
I don't know. I think we should see that just a, whether it's going to be... It does show it.
I think this is what is the guy right there.
I'm not too happy with the vertical guy there.
No, it's not a vertical guy. It's a triangular guy.
The guy right there. So the guy's on the opposite side of the rundown to Kimball Terrace.
Are you trying to get this done by the school opening?
I would very much like to get it done.
That's why we're here tonight.
How long does it take to put up a pole one day? It's that long. I don't know. I want to see the guy where it's going. I know where it's going, but I want to see what type.
We're joined by Alderman Crosley.
I think it's a very good point that was raised. Is it's diagonal to the other one.
Why?
You just were saying why. People walk into it.
But apparently there's no sidewalk there.
Yeah, but they're going to be walking there. Trust me, the kids aren't going to pay attention to a sidewalk or anything.
Are you talking about the new proposed fence?
Yes.
That the folks have been advocating for. So that fence, and where is this pole going to sit? Is it going to be in front of it? Is it going to be in back of it?
The pole is going to sit on the school side of the fence.
The pole is going to sit on the school side of the fence, not on the... Okay.
So and the guy wire is going to go...
Over the fence?
No, the guy wire will be on the school side as well.
So that's in play a little bit, right? I mean, I'm having a hard time seeing exactly where it is. But it's still got to be in play a little bit, even though I hear what you're saying, there's no sidewalk there. But this sidewalk that's just a little further up that...
The sidewalk actually stops at the parking space right before where this pole is going to go in. Going from Walnut Street, you have the parking on the right side of Elm Road. It stops and you have to jog to the planted area. And that jog is where the pole is proposed. So the sidewalk is actually going to stop just probably right before that last parking space.
Can this wire somehow be hidden in the planting area, or is it not close enough?
Why does it have to be Why does it have to be
Because the wire has to be on the opposite side of the run from Kimball Terrace, that's actually probably closer to the street side than the pole itself. But there's a lot of plantings there already, so it's sort of discouraging to try to walk through.
And the people, the immediate abutters are aware of this? It sounds like it's close to Terry Morris's house.
It's right on the corner of Terry Morris's house. We've raised this issue at the liaison committee, although we haven't had details about it. I was out there with Terry at the site looking at it. There's a stake right now for the pole and a stake where the guy would go. He understands the request. Again, his primary concern was we need it at all. We just do away with it. Although we can go back and ask. We're told that they need to connect that loop.
Steve?
Well, I was just going to say, not to make too much of this, but the liaison committee meets tomorrow evening. I was just wondering whether if this was kicked over and approved and acted upon by the board of the audit committee, that sufficient time to...
No, that's why we were meeting tonight. Cheryl?
Did you say the liaison committee, you told them about it, but you told them where it would be?
Well, we talked about moving that pole, but it was just in conversation of some of the things going on at Elm Road and the landscaping issues. We didn't have exact census locations down, but one thing I mentioned was we have to work in conjunction where we put the fence and the pole that we're hoping to relocate over to that side. So I've spoken with the proponents of the Elm Road fence, as well as the Blythedale representative for the liaison committee about, I identified for them that there is a pole location there, and we would try to put the fence away some orange dots marked along there. So they understand what we're proposing. They didn't have any problem with it. Terry was helping express their concern.
Is there a reason we didn't have a public hearing with
it? It is a public hearing. I notified everyone.
Because it's not listed as a...
It is on the agenda. That was just...
Just public hearing on the agenda.
Oh, okay. Well, at this point in time, I'd like to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak in favor or in opposition? Hearing none and seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Well, where do we go from here? Has Terry expressed any...
I haven't heard from you. I don't think it's a... You know, my only concern again is that the pole is going to be on a slant. You say nobody's going to walk by there. You can't guarantee it.
I can't, and I agree that it ought to be marked.
Not only marked, but why can't they put the one overhead?
The vertical one?
Instead of the, what do you call it, angle or whatever.
Triangle,
whatever the hell it is.
I don't know that they can.
I can ask them.
I mean, it makes more sense to get it above everybody's head.
Except then there's a vertical pole coming down.
By the pole, though. Is it close to the pole, the vertical?
No. No, there's a space so that, in the sense, you have two poles.
Oh, I see. It goes over the other way.
Can we require it to be padded and
Oh, absolutely. Orange? Can we, we've
discussed this several times in this committee. Can we just add it as a condition that,
sure,
that comes up every time we see one?
Every time we see that one.
So then that way we can just say, are you aware of this? Not, you know, having to do it with every item.
Well, didn't we discuss at the last meeting, isn't your goal to eliminate these?
Yes. Yes. And I am shocked to see that this is requested for a brand new pole. I obviously was aware of the need to move this quickly, which was one of the reasons that we're here tonight. The other is these poor people at 41 Village Circle aren't going to have the ability to have to cook. That's why, you know, I can't believe that National Grid isn't here to, you know, support that one. I'm shocked to hear that there is, you know, the request to do this guy wire, because...
Well, I think the first question that we need answered is, could this not have been designed in a way to eliminate the need for any kind of a guy wire? And you don't seem to have that answer.
No, I don't have that answer. And I believe the designer, you know, I'm sure there's a reason around behind it, because this was the only way that, you know, the way that he did it. So there has to be a reason why.
But there may be, you know, like a little bit of a communication gap that we very much would like to see things designed without the need for the, you know, for the guy wire. And maybe that message, you know, did not get carried to the person that designed it. We don't know. Maybe
message,
it did.
That message did get to him, because we asked the question to Public Works if we could do it without the guy wire, but we needed it. I don't have the details myself as to why, but I know Clint asked
And does that mean you just simply would have to design a pole that's so big and deep into the ground that you know you just wouldn't do it? Is that the answer?
Well, and I don't want to guess. I'm just thinking too. All the equipment on the, because we have the city on there, we have Verizon. You know, everybody's going to be attached to that pole.
Every time a request is coming here for a guide. The reason for it was because the post was either leaning because too much of a pull on the wires, and to help the post not get straight totally necessarily, but to protect it from going over.
Right.
Now, I don't see a brand new pole going over unless there's so many wires are going to be pulling on this thing right away, and they're trying to eliminate that from happening. I can understand that then. But a brand new pole going in the ground, like, I don't just understand why.
Well, it's a more expensive pole. That's why they try to look.
Well, I care what it costs.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And there are an extensive number of wires on that pole, so there is a lot of strain on it. And in fact, they did replace the current one that was leaning. They put in one of the larger size ones that typically they put in so they don't use a guy wire. But even at that, still have a guy wire on.
And they didn't come to us for the guy wire.
So that guy wire was put in without authorization.
Well.
Okay, so you're telling me that you've got a month and a half before school starts. And you're going to tell me it's going to take a month and a half to get this pole in the ground?
We're lucky.
Why, if you're lucky? Yeah. All they're going to do is dig a hole and throw the damn pole in, right?
But then you got the other utilities got to transfer to the bank.
Oh, it's no big deal. You got a couple of guys with a couple of trucks and it's done.
Yeah, you get it.
I mean, it's not for the school. It's not so the school can't function.
Mm-hmm. What if we don't move it? Then what?
Yeah, if we leave it just the way it is, what
happens if we leave it there?
Then you've got the wires hanging over the street.
Yeah.
Right now they're supporting their up, but look, the problem we had this spring was there was so much tension on it, it was sagging over. It was very difficult to get a large vehicle underneath there. With school buses running there every day, that's
my recommendation is to support the pole and not support the guy wire.
And it's going to fall over.
You know what? They keep telling us that, and poles are not falling over.
I've seen some work for crying out that I wouldn't drive near with no guide wire.
So if we support the pole and not the guide wire, maybe they'll design it
right in a way that will have it be
either that or they'll be back there screaming they right. can't do it without it. And then it's just going to delay the thing forever. Hey, I say give it to them, but make sure they put it in, you know, cover it with everything humanly possible, because the first one that gets hurt. And you tell me nobody's going to walk over there. Rest assured, when kids are coming out of that school, they're not only going to walk, they're going to run. That's my opinion.
That's not an accurate drawing, Dave.
This is supposed to be the accurate one. This one here.
Well, is there a motion?
Well, I'll move it. But with adding the condition that the guy, what's the proper term? Is it a guy wire?
Yes,
guy.
Is it
a G-U-Y.
Guy wire. Or is it just a guy or a guy wire?
Guy wire and a gal wire.
Are there gal wires?
No.
No? Just guy wire.
How do you think they make little?
So, with the condition added that the guy wire be properly or sufficiently marked to the satisfaction of our public works department. Marked and padded, so that in the idea being that we fully expect that there will be some kind of a right padded protection over the wire so that people don't end up walking into it or whatever, and that it needs to be done to the satisfaction of the Public Works Department, David. Can you?
I agree.
Yeah. signature.
Can we also get a report back why it could be, I mean, we're approving it anyway, I guess, but can we find out why a brand new poll needs a guideline?
Well, I can tell you what they're going to say, but, you know, in the past we have not approved the guy wires and the poles haven't fallen over. They like it because it's more secure for them.
But couldn't they just make it wider?
Of course they could, and that's what they're trying to avoid because it's a more expensive pole.
Well, then maybe we don't approve it.
I don't want to be
involved. I would, you know, Lenny has the motion on the floor. I would rather approve it without the wire.
How low are these wires adding?
Low enough for 7 poles to come down in center on the 15th of July, 2005.
No, but
that's not.
Explain why that happened.
It was sagging.
One wire got hit by a truck and was not chain reaction.
So how low is the sagging? So the bus hit it?
They had to prop it up during the getting construction vehicles down the road.
No, just regular truck.
They just did construction of dump trucks underneath it.
They sag in hot weather too.
But there's no point in it crossing and crossing back.
Yeah, I see.
So by moving the pole to the other side, you avoid...
So, yeah, it saves up a bunch of wire too. And he's right, though. There are trucks that are going to be going buses.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's
going to be your bus drop-off.
I don't object to that.
Well, I would sooner approve it without the guy and...
The reason that I didn't make the motion that way is that if there's one place I don't really want to take a chance of a pole coming down, it's at that location. That's the only reason. I mean, I think it's certainly appropriate for us to make it clear that we would ask them first to take another look at it and make it a strong, unanimous vote that we would like to see this design without a need for a guy wire. And we could put that as part of the motion, but then make it clear that if in their final determination their engineers say that they can't do it safely and they need the guy wire, then we're giving them permission to do the guy wire and we're telling them that it needs to be sufficiently marked and protected to their satisfaction. So, I mean, if somebody wanted to add to the motion that we ask them again to take another look to design it without the guy wire, I mean, I have no problem with that. But at the end of the day, if they say they can't do it, I'd hate to see this be the one place where one did come down because it wasn't sufficiently supported.
I agree with you.
I don't know, sir. I don't know.
But if they have them leaning on the 90-degree angle, they don't come down.
Do we need a new docket item to bring them back? Didn't we have this?
We had this discussion with Mark Lucas, and we said that we would not automatically say no to every guy wire, that we would look at it on an individual basis.
But,
right, and I understand there's a lot of weight on this pole, but you're designing a brand new pole. You should be able to design it so that you don't have to start the guy. So
I think we'll go along with, at least I'll go along with what Lenny suggests this time, but I'm going to go over. You're going to be responsible for this guy wire and make sure it's covered and marked and everything else, because I'm going over there, my friend, and I'm going to walk into it and I'm coming back to you.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor. Any further discussion? Do we need to do this under an emergency preamble to try and get it done?
That would be preferable, yes. Again, it just takes a lot of time for all of the different utility companies to get their wires off those poles, so there is a slow lead time.
Yeah, I'm sure this time all the utilities will take them off in a day, but when they got to go like a double pole, they take 3 years.
What? It's not an emergency situation. So
really,
then we can't do a...
It's not an emergency.
Okay. Okay, so then we won't. Okay, there is a motion on the floor, but we're going to need justification as to why that has to have a guy wire, Dave. Okay?
Question?
Go ahead.
You vote yourself tonight, right?
I hope so.
Hold it for the next meeting, subject to?
It's a problem because we don't meet again until August 9th, and then you've got 20 days, and that's the opening of school.
This isn't going to be 20 days. It's going to take 20 days to do that?
No, I mean, it's not
you
that
it... You want to do it tomorrow, it's going to take 20 days.
that's
did
the rule.
We realize we needed to do this?
Very recently.
Okay. That takes a month. I might get it. Just if they're in such a hurry, what are we doing here?
Well, if it's not a...
How can't you do it under emergency preemption?
Because it's not an emergency situation.
That makes sense.
That's why the desire to take it up tonight, so that
wait
it can
for
be
20 days.
So it can be done by early August, as opposed
the mayor,
to...
The mayor will sign off on this tomorrow. Let's face it, he's not going to wait no 20 days to sign this.
Yeah. Huh? All right. There's a motion.
There's a motion on the floor. Those in favor? One, two, three, four, five, six in favor. That would make none opposed and no abstentions. I'd like a motion to hold 191 dash what?
I feel bad.
I feel bad too, but somebody, at least the petitioner should have been here. Somebody should be here on it. I mean, we can take it up. Can you add it to the agenda for Wednesday evening and call them and tell them somebody needs to come? Otherwise, it won't get heard until September. Okay, we're joined by Alderman Albright. Welcome.
Just came back from the airport.
Okay. Motion to hold on 191-10. We are going to try and add it to our Wednesday evening agenda, but it won't get voted out until August. I mean, I agreed to do this now because these folks, that's a 6-0. But somebody should be here, at least the petitioner. Somebody should be here. Okay, that does finish our work for the evening. Thank you.
Dolan, the abstract.
All right, great. I can print from there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll bring them up to you if you'd like.
There's some shoes.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. They're brand
what?
New. The first time I've worn them. I've had them on for an hour now.
I am...
Oh my.